Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, getting an update from Defense Metals, and we're going to be talking about the company's continued shipments of concentrates to large companies here. I get a lot of questions about this, asking when are we going to get some updates on what these other companies think of these shipments? Well, that's why I'm bringing on Craig Taylor, CEO of Defense Metals, to discuss. Defense Metals is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DEFN, on the OTCQB under the symbol DFMTF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 35D. Now, Craig, let's talk about the concentrates that have been shipped. We even had another news release about a month ago on March 4th that the company shipped mixed rare earth carbonate to two major REE, rare earth element companies. Craig, talk to us about this process more from a high level. You ship these concentrates. What happens next when they're in the hands of these other companies?
Oh, what happens next? They're put in a queue for testing. All the feedback we've got from everyone who sent it to has been very positive. A lot have completed their testing. Some have come back. One, for instance, came back and said, we love everything. It ticks all the boxes, but we'd like the manganese taken out. So we went back to SGS. We reviewed that, took the manganese out, shipped them another sample, and they said, perfect. This is exactly what we need. This is compatible with our processing. And so we're in deep discussions with that company. Another one's come back and said the same thing. And we're waiting on about four more. The Asian partners that we ship to, they said, we love it. We want 100% of your offtake. So, you know, to put it in perspective, it's such a large deposit. We're going to be partnering with two, maybe three processors globally. And we're in the room with every major player. So there's not too many rare earth companies on the planet that can say that. First of all, just to produce a carbonate at this level is very difficult. It's taken us 5 years. So it's a bit misleading when you see these rare earth companies coming out and saying, well, we've got the biggest deposit. We're going to supply all of this to the world. They still have to do 5 years of met work. So we've done that. That's sort of the holy grail of processing. And yeah, we're ready to partner. Who that's going to be is undetermined yet. But as I said, we're in the room with every major player globally.
Okay, so the end goal there being offtake agreements. Is this about these companies selecting Defense Metals and the type of rare earth elements that you produce? Or is it about you selecting the type of companies that you want to send these rare earth elements to?
Well, we're going to be very careful of who we partner with. We've had offers from two majors previously, but it was too early for us. And they did extensive due diligence and came to site and went to SGS. So everyone needs what we have. We've got to be very selective and careful of who we partner with, and whether that's a JV, whether it's an offtake agreement, is yet to be determined. We're also speaking with military contractors that just want to secure offtake because it's so scarce and they've got a mandate by which they can no longer accept any military components with Chinese rare earths in them. So there's a number of conversations going on. They're all very positive, and we'll have more clarity in the coming weeks leading up to the PFS on at least one of those partnerships.
So when, or I guess I should say, if an offtake agreement, the initial offtake agreement is signed, what more does Defense Metals need to do on the asset in terms of production to start immediately satisfying that offtake agreement?
Well, anything we do is not going to be shipped for 4 years from now. We have to get into production. So with the sample that they've tested, any of them, they'll be confident that we can produce that. Now, we have to do it in volume. That'll be part of the feasibility study. We'll do larger piloting programs, and that's going to kick off this summer with the work we're going to do on feasibility post-PFS.
All right, I'll follow along as you continue to advance with hopefully some offtake agreement coming and then how you further move the project forward. That's that Waseda project in BC. Let's talk about a new board member being appointed. That was announced April 3rd. Talk to us about how this individual, give us a background on him and how he helps move the company forward potentially in this whole offtake agreement side.
Yeah, Guy Desselier is a major player globally. He's been involved in significant mining projects in Russia, in Africa, in North America, and in Europe. He is the owner of HCF, which is Hatch Corporate Finance, and we signed an agreement with them a number of months ago. And the reason we picked Hatch to help us in Europe is they've worked with Arafura. And what they did for Arafura is they got an offtake agreement with Siemens out of Germany, and that was then backed by a German investment of about $150 million. They then proceeded to get an offtake agreement with Hyundai out of Korea, and that was backed with about $150 million from the Korean government. The Canadian government, actually, EDC Bank, helped finance them, and now they've just been awarded $500 million from the Australian government. So we hope to emulate that. They've achieved this in the past, and Guy's been instrumental in those talks. He's also a significant shareholder in Solvay, which is one of the largest processors in Europe.
What about continuing to build out the team then? Any other, maybe board members that are coming on, any other team members that you need to add that does help move the company forward?
Yeah, we are looking to strengthen the board further. We have a couple candidates that we're looking at. In fact, one of them's going to SGS this week to do further due diligence. And I think that would be a great announcement if that comes to fruition. And then there's another major executive that's showing interest as well. So, we're hoping to combine offtake, board appointments, PFS, all into feasibility starting in June of this year.
Now, with this PFS coming up, what should investors be looking at here? What moves the needle, not just for the investment community, but potentially also for any of these offtake agreements? Any other companies looking at the type of rare earths that you can produce?
Yeah, well, we did have news out recently on some of the met work we've done. This was approved by Hatch. And this is the number that they're comfortable putting in the PFS. And that stated that we're able to produce a 50% concentrate. And as far as I can tell, that's the second best concentrate in the world behind Mountain Pass. So that was significant. That's going to move the needle. I think the pricing that we'll be using will have bearing on the PFS as well. We used very conservative pricing for our PEA. And we're looking to cut costs in several areas. So I think the numbers are going to look great. I think it's going to be a robust PFS, but we're still getting all those numbers together. But I'm not at all concerned about the PFS. In fact, I think it's going to be one of the best that's out there.
Okay. Well, then, Craig, investment angle for the company here. Look, defense has been shipping these carbonates to potential offtake agreements or potential offtake companies. This is a big stepping stone for a company. I was talking to you a couple of years ago where you were looking forward to getting to this stage, and now you're coming out with a PFS. You want to further de-risk the project. What should investors, if they are in the stock or looking at this stock, what moves the needle for them? How does defense stand out in their portfolio?
Well, I think we're going to be partnering with several strategics. It takes a lot for these companies to vet you and put an investment into a junior miner. And with all the work we've done and being at this stage, I'm confident we're going to have strategic investments. I'm also confident we're going to have government help in one capacity or another. So, given China's desire to suppress the Western industry as far as rare earths go, governments are waking up to that fact. You see some massive investments, and given that we are the most advanced rare earth project in North America behind Mountain Pass, there's a real need to have onshoring, they're calling it. That's processing and deposits in North America. So we're well positioned to fill that need.
What about potential government support in any way? Have you been getting any updates from the government? Could investors expect anything coming from the government to further support this project?
Yeah, we have several applications in, again, with a lot of military contractors, with the US government, with the Canadian government, and they don't really give you updates. We give them updates as we progress, which I think helps our chances. But we're hoping to get a yes or no on several fronts within the next month or so.
Okay. Craig, thank you very much for this update. I'll post a link to the Defense Metals website. All of you can read over the recent news. Please send me any questions you have for Craig. And Craig, when we do get some more news, potentially an offtake agreement, even as we get closer to that PFS, please follow up with me and I'll get you back on to keep everybody updated. Thanks again for your time, Craig. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Craig. Take care.